Sirloin.com menu has been reconfigured for couples packages and for families of four. Check out surfandsirloin.com for special couples and family of four to-go entrees of all of their USDA prime steaks, including porterhouse, filet, and ribeye, along with chicken parmesan specials, grandma's breaded pork chops, fried cod, chicken fingers, and crab cake entrees. Give them a call, 314-822-3637, 314-822-3637. Carry out and delivery from Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. From the 590 The Fan, KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and coming up, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, the 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Biggie's Restaurant and Bar has been a staple of the community for over 30 years, and despite all of the craziness, that will not change. You can now get all of your favorites from Biggie's with delivery and curbside pickup. The full menu will be available, and Biggie's will be offering free delivery within a 5-mile radius. Give them a call at 781-0060 to put in your order for delivery or curbside pickup. Thanks to everyone who orders during the hectic time. Remember to support the sponsors and support local.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
Things are crazy now, but you can still enjoy your Hot Shots favorites from the comfort of your own home. You can now get all of your Hot Shots orders delivered right to your door with DoorDash, or call the closest location and place your order for curbside pickup. All links and phone numbers for locations can be found now at HotShotsNet.com. Don't need to fill up now? Well, stock up on Hot Shots gift cards and be prepared for any of these wing and beer emergencies. Support your sponsors. Support local. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Diana with Neustetter's Fine Jewelry. This year we're celebrating 50 years in business. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your lives for over half a century. It's because of you that our small family business thrives in St. Louis. From our family to yours, thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
At Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, our mission is to provide our fans, racers, and sponsors with a first-class and up-close personal racing experience. This includes unprecedented access to drag strip, the oval, the road racing track, and a nationally sanctioned karting track, plus special events such as concerts and corporate functions for year-round activities. And it's all just 5 minutes from downtown. For more information, visit WWTRaceway.com or call 618-215-8888.
Hey St. Louis, it's Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks now has a whole new way to get your groceries. Schnucks Delivers now offers curbside pickup. So if you don't want to go in the store and can't find a good time for home delivery to arrive, just order your groceries at SchnucksDelivers.com or on the Schnucks Rewards app. SchnucksDelivers.com. Head to Schnucks, stay in your car, listen to Cardinals baseball, and have a friendly Schnucks teammate bring the groceries out to you. Curbside pickup, available on SchnucksDelivers.com.
Smith, everybody. You know what that means. It's Playhouse time. Whiskey sour.
Oh.
I do like the whiskey sour.
I don't like
that. Then the afternoon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 19th edition of Pinions Playhouse. Brought to you by nobody. It would have been Brenton Vision, but they canceled with, no notice. Just boom, gone. And I'm sure their offices, I'm assuming, closed. And sorry to hear that, but they're gone. And so we're brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union. We're brought to you by Ballast Dental Care and Linda World Nanny Guns. And we'll make those our sponsors for the Playhouse. Let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years in Great Britain will change the way you speak. You'll see that here in a moment if you've never tuned in before and have never heard him. When he speaks, you'll see the results of that and the effect it had on his voice. 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. And that's where his daddy, Dave, still lives today. Hello, Dave. And Dave is also the grandfather of the super cute little Theo Phillips. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right. Looks like a China doll.
No, he looks almost like he's not real.
Oh, my
he's
God.
So he's perfect.
He is cute.
Is the mailman Chinese?
Chinese.
I was Chinese.
He's not Chinese.
I think it was a play on China doll.
Oh, God.
Oh, see, gotcha. Nobody got
he's
it.
He's a white
nobody
guy named Pete.
A white guy named Pete.
Nice
who
guy.
Looks a lot like Theo. Yeah.
Why do I try?
I don't know.
I felt that way, Tim, for 35 years. That's the pain that I feel many days. Why do I try? In the studio today, we're glad to have him. Maybe it's because he's afraid to travel. He's afraid
to
come
and say hello to everyone. Wow.
I said Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. I thought I said say hello.
No, you said like dad of the super cute.
And you know what? Edit it out.
Okay.
Edit it out right up to where I said Dave is the grandfather.
All right, thanks. I got this.
Radio edit.
And that's where his dad, Daddy Dave, still lives in Birmingham, England. Also, of course, grandpa to super cute little Theo Phillips. Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Is that Jack Guthrie?
No, that was me. That was the original.
I thought you did say hello.
Okay.
I think you did.
No, I didn't.
I'm pretty sure you did.
You
but
did
these
it twice.
Knuckleheads, Tim and Dan, stepped all over everything, and I don't think people realize that I did say hello to everyone.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. So, and it kills
but
me
it doesn't
agree
matter.
You,
you know why it doesn't matter?
You're right.
No, you know why it doesn't matter? Because we all love each other so much, and that's all that matters.
I just researched it. The mailman is Chinese. I just researched it.
And his name's Pete.
It's Chinese. You know, I've never actually seen a Chinese mailman.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. I don't think I have either.
No.
Come to think of it, no. Now that you mention it.
That is an interesting observation.
Yeah, I've never seen a Chinese mailman.
I mean, I see mail trucks and people jump out of them and deliver stuff. I've never seen any Asian postal service person.
They have them in China.
Oh, my God.
No, don't. No, shh. No, shh. What, Dan? That's what I thought.
They have them in China.
Bill, did you say hello to everybody?
I don't want to.
No, he
okay, I don't blame you.
Hello.
Well, if Dan, good grief.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Sorry.
That sounded like the. That, no wonder you're in your own isolated room. That sounded
corona
like.
Corona-ish.
To me.
Well, if you're wondering, hey, who's the guy coughing and saying the stuff that's not very funny, that would be Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and a big thank you to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. They have over 40 locations in Missouri and in Illinois, and First Community is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more...
I know that you don't have this in front of you because it's fresh news,
yeah.
But as of tomorrow, the lobbies will be closed, but all your banking business can be done at the drive-thru. There's practically nothing that you can... Even if you need to get in your safe deposit box, you go to the drive-thru, tell them they'll let you in and take you to your safe deposit box. So... Drive-thrus open at all locations. I know you don't have that in front of you. It just came in this morning, but I thought I'd toss that in there.
And I'll
now you can
that
now
for
you
next
can
week.
Now you can go for more information. Blah blah blah.
To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi everybody.
Hi Dan.
Okay. Night cook at Denny's, one of many food-related jobs this man had. Door-to-door knife salesman, beer vendor at Busch Stadium, roller rink DJ. Now he heads the entire research department for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And by golly, I'm going to tell you something. One thing we are not going to do, we are not firing any of the research staff that we have in our research department. What is it, like 53 people that do research for the show? You folks listening, if you're in research, and I know you got the monitor on in there, as long as this show is on the air, all of your jobs in research under the direction of Tim Woodburn are safe.
Wow.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're
that's
welcome.
Something.
That is something.
Largest research department of any radio show in St. Louis. He's also in charge of our digital clock, setting it, resetting it, checking it. Let's check it together. It's, I believe, 5:22:28, 5:22:30, 5:22:31, 5:22:32, 5:22:33. Yep, that's the time on the clock at the U.S. Naval Observatory. The same man who wears all those hats, wore those hats previously, wears these hats too. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and I keep forgetting there's one other thing. It's, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. And I checked Bill's GPS on his phone, and he was southbound and down into the studio today. I thought you'd like to know that.
Okay, that's good.
Ooh. I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington and Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on that lot, or the brand-new Johnny Londoff Autoplex in St. Peter's on Veterans Memorial Parkway. At either place, they can get you financed, because when your bank says no, their banks say yes. Give them a call, 314-837-1800, 314-837-1800, or shop online 24-7, 366 at Londoff.com. And whether you call them or email them, make sure you let them know your AM and the PM when you find new roads at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
All right. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And for lunch today, I decided that I would have something that as a kid I would never eat. Couldn't stand the sight of it. Macaroni. But I did something interesting, and I think you guys might want to try it. I took macaroni, and I thought, I wonder what would happen if I mixed it with... Rat Boy, what do you think
cheese.
I mixed it with? I mixed it with cheese and came up
cheese.
With this... That's right, Rat Boy. I came up with this concoction of... I'm just going to call it mac and cheese. That's right, Rat Boy. I'm going to tell you something. I think it's going to catch
that's
on.
Something
and I think
new?
I just did it today. I made it up. It was my own sort of creation.
Wow.
I had some of each, and I put them together, and tasted pretty good to me. Mm-hmm. You're going to love it if you try it. Here's something else you'll love if you just give it time. It won't take long. Is great polka music, especially when played by Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Still said gross to the mac and cheese.
I don't need mac and cheese.
That'll never be as popular as mac and spam.
Well, you're probably joking, but people do eat mac and spam.
Really?
Yeah. I imagine it's good because we talked about
spam fried. Spam and eggs.
Mm. Green eggs and spam.
Mm-hmm. That's a good story, Dan. Thank you. We're brought to you by everybody today. Brought to you by everybody who advertises on this show.
Everybody.com.
Roll them all up. Roll like them all up in one big ball. Wand off. First Community. I'll leave somebody out, and then I'll be upset that I did that. And Window World and Annie Guns and Ballast Dental Care. Yeah, they're all participating in bringing you today's Playhouse. Spring actually starts this year, the earliest that it has started in 124 years. It officially starts tonight at 8:50, 10 minutes till 9. It is spring.
Wow.
And it's the reason, they try to explain it to you in those, you know, those terms that astronomy people use.
They I didn't use forget, words like Bill, equinox and things
I did not
like
forget,
that.
I did not forget Bill, by the way, okay? I did not forget.
What is that? No one said you did.
No.
Mm-mm.
I was about to.
Oh, we're there.
Yeah, they do use that word equinox, and that's a Chevy. I'm sure Chevy loves it when they do that. Mm-hmm. It's 1896 was the last time it was this early, because the equinox usually falls on either March 20th or 21st. And it's some convoluted, complicated thing. The equinox takes place. This is the precise moment when the sun's rays shine directly on the equator. So that's why it's earlier today. Hmm. Well, folks, I'm completely thrown off here.
Yeah.
It's by a text that I got. So I haven't introduced Bill.
No, you didn't. Yeah, you missed him.
Missed my song, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't notice Eastbound, No Doubt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Throwed him up.
Wait a minute. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. You missed that. You didn't introduce Bill.
And I only did my intro once. Mm-hmm. Bill.
Wow.
You're about to lose
I've
some
lost
money.
It today. Let me tell you something, folks. 3 hours on the phone this morning with advertisers. It's been a weird day, and I apologize. I'm so glad that he decided not to go southbound or northbound or northbound or southbound or westbound or even southbound.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, there it is. Now I'm back on track. Now I don't want to throw it out.
Okay, now I'm back on track. My mind is right where it should be.
We're all good now.
Yeah, Bill Cleveland, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you very much. Do we get to hear Johnny Cash,
too? Yeah, so are we going to play his intro or anything? Are we just throwing the rules completely out the window.
You should just take charge, Limey,
and
just start playing that music.
I'm putting my foot down. I'm editing all of this out. Let me
do this, and you'll know exactly when to hit it.
Okay.
If there were such a website, we would be brought to you, and if you want to know more about them, by all, here's the website, allTheAdvertisersISpeakFor.com. See, his cue is usually .com. Well done, Limey. Well done, Limey. Well, I don't mind saying this, that when I see that Scott Sherman is lollygagging and hanging around, I know it's time once again for us to lose in the trivia competition, especially me, and I'll come in last place again. But I guess I'll just have to get used to that, because he is in the building. I'm assuming that does mean there's trivia. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. And you can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please give it up for Bill Cleveland? Now I actually am back on track. How are you, Bill?
I'm great, but real quick, we have to just... So, Limey said hello to everyone twice in the introduction. He maintains that he did not.
Thank
so
you. I thought
is there some sort of like a friend? I'm not a...
I have
know.
A listener on my side. Do you want to put money on this? I'll put $10 on this.
I'm not a gambler, but is there another way we can maybe do some sort of a bet? Because I'm telling... Does everybody else in the room think he said hello?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I said hello once.
No, you said hello. You said your typical thing that you do.
Hello, Dan. No, you did. You said hello. I said, Limey, say hello to everyone. You went, hello, Dan.
No, I didn't do that.
He usually says, hello, everyone.
Yeah, right. I did that once, and then when it was Dan, when Dan says, hi, everyone, I always say, hi, Dan.
Yeah.
And you did that.
I want to put money
on
this.
Oh, you're disputing
that.
We did all of that.
Let's put money on this, because the only way to find out is it's 6 o'clock.
No, but they're saying that Limey, when we went back, that he said it twice.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. Limey said, hello, everybody.
Hold on. None of this matters. It just doesn't matter. Before you know it, it's going to be 6 o'clock.
I think it's a conspiracy.
Can I win trivia already?
You know what?
Well, you're kind of kidding, but you're really not.
No, I am.
You might as well
kidding.
Go ahead and be pronounced. Let me go ahead now.
I'm loitering.
Look who won the trivia today. Scott Sherman.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and do the end of the contest before we do it.
We have new rules.
There's the end of it.
We have new rules.
Okay. I think we should have new rules.
This whole show is giving me gas.
Okay, so we have a tiebreaker question. So that's what we'll do first.
Ooh,
you ready?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
So here we go. Tiebreaker question. I'll go around the room and ask you to give me a number. Then at the end, it cannot be over. So the closest without going over if it comes to a tie. Here we go.
Okay, before you do this, I hope we're going to do just to change things up, the around the room, counterclockwise or whatever. Start with Limey. Start with what? And then if he doesn't get it, then, Tim gets a shot. Or Dan.
Oh,
then
no.
Tim, then
I think
me.
We got to yell our names for this.
Goodness.
Yeah. Okay. So here's, but for the tiebreaker question, I will go around. Okay.
Frank!
No, we haven't started. How many crayons does Crayola produce in their factory this is my tiebreaker question. Per minute. How many crayons does Crayola produce in their factory per minute? Okay. Frank, what's your answer?
Wow.
Without going over, by the way.
Per minute.
Mm-hmm.
1,000,000.
1,000,000.
Wow.
Okay, Limey?
I'll say 500,000.
Okay. Dan?
One.
Dave, one.
No, I'll say 2,000,000.
Okay, 2,000,000. Per minute. Okay. Scott?
20,000.
Can I change my answer?
Nope. And Tim?
I'll say 20,001.
20,001.
But that's without going over.
Okay.
So.
All right, good luck. Here we go. All right, first question. What was the 50th state?
Limey. Alaska?
Incorrect.
Scott got it.
Hawaii. That is correct.
I'll tell you, you need to get your hearing checked, boy.
Huh?
Limey jumped in first.
No, but I'm telling you, every time Scott ties, you go with Scott because he yells the loudest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to listen for that. Limey saying hello twice after the show. We're gonna look in. Okay, next question.
Current score 1-0.
Oh, you got one last hour, Frank.
That doesn't.
What? Oh, you got one last hour, remember?
Nah, we should count it.
Okay. What Major League Baseball team has an elephant as its mascot?
Bloody hell.
Scott.
Yes?
Oakland A's.
That is correct.
Where'd the elephant come from?
I don't know.
2-0.
All their equipment's in a big trunk.
No. And he's trying to do that sound to make it funny. It's still not funny. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. What does RPM stand for?
Scott.
Frank. I
think Scott got that.
I think Scott got that, too.
Revolutions per minute.
That is correct, yeah.
When it goes, Scott.
Limey, you and I will talk off the air about why we can't keep doing it this way. And
You
know what I'm talking about. Technical.
What product has a tagline that includes the following? Plop, plop, fizz,
Frank.
Fizz. Yes, Frank?
Alka-Seltzer,
that is correct.
Hey, Frank's on the board.
What a relief it is.
Current score, 3-0, 2-0, 1.
Okay. What mammal has the longest gestation period?
Limey. Elephants?
That is correct. Elephants.
Ooh.
Good job.
Travis on the board. Limey's on the board, I mean.
3-0, 1-1.
Okay. President Grover Cleveland was on what dollar bill?
Scott.
Yes?
$1,000.
The $1,000 bill. That is correct.
Wow.
They don't like it. They're not giving you a damn.
I'm going to throw a flag on the play on that one.
Oh, you are.
Because you said on what dollar bill. Like it could have been a dollar bill produced before.
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. Before, George Washington was on it, you didn't say on what bill of currency. You said what
dollar bill. Yeah, what denomination
bill.
Is what
I thought he was on Sesame Street.
No, I'm flagging that one. Mm. I'm telling you. Dollar bill, not what denomination of bill. I say that gets kicked out.
Well, man. I am overruling your kicking.
Okay, so who got it?
Scott.
Well, of course he did. I just wanted to hear somebody say it. Score 4-0 to nothing to 1-1.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. What TV family lived at 1313?
Dan.
Frank. Oh,
I think Dan.
Dang on.
Yeah, he was interrupting me. Yes?
The Munsters.
The Munsters.
Correct. Current score, 4-0 to 1-1.
Herman laughing.
Oh, my God. All right, what U.S. state is bordered by only one other state?
Limey. Nope. Regret saying that. Yeah.
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Maine.
That is correct.
Wow.
Tim is on the board.
Oh, everybody's on. 4-1 to 1-1 to 1-1.
The second I said it, I was like, no, that's wrong.
I was going to laugh if you said something like Oklahoma.
No, legit. I was going to say Alaska. And I was like, no, wait, that's bordered with Canada. That's not a state.
Okay. The largest volcano in our solar system is on what planet?
Limey? Jupiter?
Incorrect.
All right.
Dan?
Yes.
Uranus?
No.
Tim?
Yeah.
Mars?
Correct. Excuse me. Yes, Mars. Mars is correct.
Well,
whoa.
4-2 to 1-1 to 1-1.
Okay. A universal blood donor is what type?
Scott.
Frank.
Scott.
Oh.
That is not the answer that I have here.
Frank? Ooh.
Really?
Yes, Frank.
O positive.
That is not the answer that I have here.
Dan. Limey?
Yes, Limey.
AB positive?
Nope.
Dan.
Idiot. Yes, Dan?
O negative.
O negative. That is
correct.
Oh. Nice. Hell yeah.
Look at you,
Mr. Smiley
Pants.
4-2 to 2-1 to 1.
Okay. Down to the final few here.
My name's Dan. I know blood types.
What is the name of the pigment that gives plants a green color?
Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. That is correct.
What the hell?
This
is a surprise, everybody. Current score, 5-2 to 2-1 to 1.
Okay. Released in November of 1940, what Disney film was the first commercial movie to be exhibited with stereophonic sound?
Scott. Sorcerer's Apprentice?
Incorrect.
Ooh. Oh,
1940?
Did you say Dan?
Yeah. Yeah.
What year? What
1940,
year?
November of 1940.
Limey.
Well, Dan already...
I know.
Dan,
Fantasia?
Fantasia, that is correct.
Oh. Right.
No. 5-2 to 3-1 to 1.
Okay, we got 3 left. In the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, what did Del Griffith sell for a living?
Frank. Limey.
Yes, Frank.
Shower curtain ring.
Shower curtain ring. That is correct. John Candy.
Those aren't pillows.
Where's your other hat?
Current score, 5-2 to 3-1 to 2.
Okay. Second to last question. How many dice are used in the game of Yahtzee?
Tim.
Dan.
Tim?
5.
That is correct.
Way to go, Tim.
Was that the last question?
I have one more.
5-3 to 3-1 to 2.
Okay. The first Winter Olympics took place in what European country?
Scott. Yes. France.
That is correct. France.
Grenoble.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's a shocking surprise.
What about the tiebreaker? Well,
we don't need it.
You won, so we don't.
No,
but I can tell you.
No, I got two wrong.
It won't
matter.
Tiebreaker's worth 4.
It won't matter. What's the answer to the tiebreaker?
The question was, how many crayons does Crayola produce in their factory per minute?
Uh-huh.
The answer is 8,500.
So
which
I was closest.
Would mean that right, no. Oh, actually, who guessed?
We all went over.
You all went over. Yeah, you all went over.
But I was closer with 1,000,000.
Oh, 8,000. I said 2,000,000.
I don't think so. So congratulations, Scott. It's...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a shocker. Scott Sherman wins 6-3 to 3-1 to 2. Please don't applaud. No, he doesn't. Don't applaud. Everyone is sick of him winning.
Maybe we should kick him out of it.
Should I give him the clubbing slap?
I thought you were going to give me a -1 for getting it wrong.
But I do have a suggestion for the next time, and Limey will understand why it is.
Sure.
And it's time to shake up the way we do it.
I did kind of like it how we did last year, where we get to mix it up. I mean, not last year, last week. Like, we get a specific question, and then say... If Bill asked me a specific question, I get it wrong, then you get to jump in.
With the citizenship quiz we did? Okay.
I like that style.
Sure.
If I get it wrong, then you get to jump in. And if not,
just go around to the next person. They get it wrong to somebody. And it makes it, at some point, you've eliminated answers, and somebody gets the advantage by being third.
Of course,
I'll
only be able to ask like 6 questions per week, but that's okay.
Nah,
I like it this way.
I could just sit on Scott and duct tape his mouth.
We don't want
to
kill
you.
You
won't have to duct tape his mouth if you sit on him.
This is the toughest room in the
Bill, city. This might be where you want to get out.
Do you notice that it's always
I'm
though?
Bill Clevelin. Sorry. I'm Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I was about to say that, you know, when it gets to
this
like...
This is where I say Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country. More, you can't ever step on a sponsor, see?
True.
Not now, more than ever.
Yeah.
Right. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Now you can go.
You going to say hello to everybody again?
No. I was just going to say, do you realize that we always, after 5:30 on a Thursday, is when we become evil? No, you can carry on laughing, because I'm going to prove you're wrong.
That's the funniest thing Bill's ever said. We don't really turn on each other until Scott sticks around, who's not even a regular full-time player, and steals the trivia win every week.
Thursday gets vicious.
All right, thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. Here's another example of a rich movie star mouthing off, and it just makes me want to vomit. Matthew McConaughey, here's his advice to the rest of us who don't have, you know, gazillions of dollars. He says, right now, this is his tweet, right now more than ever before, we're more dependent on each other than we've ever been. But we have an enemy in the coronavirus that is faceless, raceless, sexless, non-denominational, and bipartisan. It's an enemy we all agree we're going to beat. There's a green light on the other side of this red light that we're in now, and I believe that green light can be built upon the values that we can enact right now. Values of fairness, kindness, accountability, resilience, respect, courage. Matthew McConaughey. Well, let me tell you something, Matthew. First of all, anybody in this business knows you didn't write that. Your publicist wrote it. Your PR people wrote it and put it out on your behalf. Second, you are not experiencing it the way most people are. You're very wealthy. Very wealthy people will not be affected with this the way most people will be. So, as Mike Evans would say, shut the front door, okay, mm-hmm. and go to your Malibu home in Beverly Hills, whatever, and have your maid clean and go out and get your food or cook for you while the rest of the world actually tries to figure this out. My goodness.
Did you hear my sportscast in the 5 o'clock hour, Frank?
I did not.
Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, announced today that he's tested positive for the coronavirus. In his own words, he admitted that on Sunday, he just didn't feel well. He didn't have a fever. He didn't have a cough. He just didn't feel well. He got a test the next day. Mm-hmm. And if you read any of the local news coverage or even national news coverage, doctors are complaining that patients who are, you know, middle class and people like,
aren't,
you know, everybody
tested.
Are exhibiting all of the symptoms and can't get approved to even get a test. And a guy like that with no symptoms, even though he's positive, got a test. So, I commend what you say because it's true. Because the higher the wealth, the quicker you're going to be attended to.
Mm-hmm. And I realize that that's life. That is all of life. Wealthy people have access to things other people don't have access to. Look, I got to thinking today, what if you were Oprah or somebody and you got a big Gulfstream $60 million jet. You get on your jet, but then I couldn't finish the sentence I had in my own head. It was, and you fly off to, and there's no answer. There's nowhere you can go. This is global.
My private island?
Because I'm thinking at first, well, that is the single and only destination that I could come up with is a small island that uninhabited. Let's go take over. Well, we can't, but she could take over Epstein's Island or whatever. And nobody's coming in or going out. Nobody contagious is coming in. With that exception, there's nowhere to go. You're not going to go anywhere.
Is there
anywhere
any
other
that
country?
That
no.
Doesn't have like
not.
Jamaica?
No, there's not. No.
Does Russia have any? Because you never hear
anything
about
Russia
them
does.
Saying anything.
Every place has it.
Wow.
But it is true that... And I saw another basketball player, to Tim's issue that he was just addressing, that there was a big backlash about Durant. And they go, well, how did he get tested? What the heck? I mean, because he's, in the eyes of some people, sports owners, he's a more valuable human being than the rest of humanity because he makes a lot of money for somebody. That's the way... of the world, and that's the way it's been since the beginning of time, that people of privilege end up getting more privileges. It's just the way that it is. It's not fair. It's not right, because somebody else who is somebody's dad or son or grandpa and is ill and shows the symptoms may die because the test went to somebody else who was an athlete. So, yeah, it's not fair, but we're never going to be able to do anything to stop that. That's just life, I guess. Somebody asked me this morning why I thought there was such a spike in gun sales. The answer is obvious. People who are anticipating crime. Desperation causes people to do things they would not normally do. If they need drugs, cash for drugs. If they need food, cash for food, supply. They will start breaking into homes, businesses, whatever, to get them. We're not there yet, but that's why they're doing that. They are anticipating that might happen, so if they don't already have a gun to protect themselves at home or their business from looting, they're buying them. So that's one of the businesses that is benefiting from this. I have a joke that I need to take quite a little bit of time to tell. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I believe I've told it once since I've been here. It's actually a germ joke, not a virus, but a flu joke about germs. They're such a joke, and here it is. Young couple gets married, and he's crazy about this girl, even though she is irritatingly organized. Everything is on a schedule, and she tells him before wedding day, she says, I just have to tell you, and I know you love me, and I love you, but there's some things you're going to have to deal with. We get married. Breakfast will be at 7 o'clock, not 7:03. Breakfast will be at 7. And that's when you'll be at the breakfast table. And lunch, and you will come home for lunch, will be at 12:30. We will have sex. We'll be newlyweds, and we'll have sex every day. But we're having sex at 5 o'clock, and sex ends at 5:15. Our sex is finished at 5:15, and dinner is at 6:30. He said, oh, baby, I can deal with all that. I love you so much. I'll handle all that. So they get married. Sure enough, every morning. Exactly 7 o'clock. Eggs on the table, bacon ready to go and eat. Lunch, he comes home, 12:30. There's his lunch. Every night, 5 o'clock. Sex. He has to be home by 5. Leave work a little early, arranges with his boss so he can get off 4:30. And they are, I mean, finished with sex at 5:15. Dinner, 6:30. They're married about a month. She gets the flu. Bad case of the stomach flu. Goes to doctor. Doctor gives her some pretty powerful medication. And now three flu germs are having a conversation inside her body. And one of them says to the other, he says, guys, what are we going to do about this? And the other two germs say, what are you talking about? He goes, hey, man, we're flu germs. This chick's got the flu. We can hear everything that goes on. We're inside her body. You heard it, the doctor's office. She's going to start tonight taking this powerful medicine. It's going to kill us. Now, I don't know about you other two, but I'm going to go hang out around her ears because this is a stomach flu medicine, and it's not going to make it to her ears. So for me to survive as a flu germ, I'm going up around her ears. One of the other germs says, well, you know what? He's got a point. I think I'm going to go hang around her feet for a while till this medication has done its job and wears off, and I don't run the risk of being killed. So, yeah, as a flu germ, I think a safe place would be down around her feet. And the third flu germ says, well, you two do whatever you want, but I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow when the 5:15 pulls out, I'm going to be on it.
All right, let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Unbound.org. Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice, continue their dream of education, or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at Unbound.org. Quickly cleared an accident northbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom. You've completely thinned out through the road work. Westbound 70 at 141. Moving again north and southbound Florissant at Ferguson. And that southbound 255 ramp to State Street's closed because of flooding. Also an accident in St. Clair on Gravois Road at Parkway Drive. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Things are crazy now, but you can still enjoy your Hot Shots favorites from the comfort of your own home. You can now get all of your Hot Shots orders delivered right to your door with DoorDash, or call the closest location and place your order for curbside pickup. All links and phone numbers for locations can be found now at hotshotsnet.com. Don't need to fill up now? Well, stock up on Hot Shots gift cards and be prepared for any of these wing and beer emergencies. Support your sponsors, support local Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Cardinals broadcaster and Schnucks shopper Dan McLaughlin. Schnucks now has a whole new way to get your groceries. Schnucks Delivers now offers curbside pickup. So if you don't want to go in the store and can't find a good time for home delivery to arrive, just order your groceries at SchnucksDelivers.com or on the Schnucks Rewards app. SchnucksDelivers.com. Head to Schnucks, stay in your car, listen to Cardinals baseball, and have a friendly Schnucks teammate bring the groceries out to you. Curbside pickup, available on SchnucksDelivers.com.
Okay, down to Dallas, Texas. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns. And like so many places, Annie Guns, as of, well, after dinner tonight, the restaurant is closed. But here's the good news. Next door, Smokehouse Market, open for business. Go in there and get pretty much a lot of the same great food that would be served in the restaurant from the market. And carry it out and take it home with you. And they can prepare things for you at the Smokehouse Market. So Smokehouse Market open usual hours, closed only on Monday till further notice. Hopefully the till further notice on the restaurant part is very temporary. Let's all hope that for all these businesses. East of most of the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Guns, particularly now, the Smokehouse Market and gift cards. Oh, my goodness, gift cards. Will they be welcome, and people want to use them when all this mess is over? From Dallas, Texas, here's Mike Evans. Okay, 5.5 minutes. It's yours. Okay, 5:15.
I like Annie Guns.
Mm-hmm.
But the Smokehouse, I think I like even better, because there's so much variety of stuff in there.
Well, that is true. And I hope people discover that.
They got everything in there.
Variety is the spice of life.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Did you just make that up?
Just off the top of my head, I said
variety. Could you repeat that?
I said variety is the spice of life.
I mean, and to jump on that, that the egg salad that they serve at the Smokehouse, you don't even need bread or cracker with it. It's so amazingly rich and good. You just eat it with a spoon.
There you go.
And all that stuff is still there for you.
No doubt.
Pacquish question, here you go. All week long talking about the best state for various things. Today, these are the four best states to retire in. We're talking about taxes, health care, transportations, things to do. Okay, here we go. Is it North Carolina, Iowa, South Dakota, Florida? Answer in a minute. More coronavirus nuggets you may have not heard. I have three bad news notes. First, about 20 overpaid, over-pampered, over-sexed, over-egoed celebrities and professional athletes are going to receive a lot of blowback when this whole thing is over. Now we know that 2 weeks ago, some of these celebrities demanded a virus test despite not having any symptoms, while the tests were still very hard to find. And people who needed the test 2 weeks ago, some of them in L.A. had to go without. What kind of jerks are these guys?
They're jerks with money, and that's what money does.
Yep.
It sometimes causes you to be a jerk and selfish.
Even bigger jerks, National Enquirer, whose headline this week screamed that they had the cure for the coronavirus.
Oh, my goodness.
Obviously just lying, anything to sell their nasty-ass rag.
Right.
You know, I once interviewed, they tried to hire me at the National Enquirer many, many years ago. Flew me down to Florida where their headquarters, I don't know if their headquarters are still in Florida or not. And they said, we know you know a lot of celebrities, you just need to make up lies about them.
Wow.
Wow.
That's what they said. I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. And I'm hearing Tom Hanks is not recovering as fast as his wife, Rita. So keep him in prayer, Tom Hanks. I like Tom Hanks a lot. But there's good news, too, little Frank Opinion.
Okay.
Invisible Hands is quickly becoming a national organization that makes sure that food is provided to the elderly and who can't get out to the stores or are vulnerable. It's called Invisible Hands. And Mark Cuban is paying thousands of dollars to pay home care workers child care expenses so they can go shop and care for the elderly.
Well, that's right. I don't know how many thousands that is. Hopefully it's hundreds of thousands at least. He's a billionaire.
He's a very interesting individual.
I hear hundreds of thousands, but I didn't know that, so I just put thousands. It is movie review day. However,
and there's always a however in life,
because most people are staying in, here are some movies and programs that you can watch at home on television. On Netflix, 4 stars for the miniseries The Stranger, The Five, Dr. Foster, and by the way, Blimey,
yeah.
all of these are English shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all great, too.
I'm looking forward to watching The Stranger. I'm going to check that out.
Stranger's good. Dr. Foster's really good, too. You'd like Dr. Foster, Frank.
I would.
And The Miracle.
I think I've watched that.
Pardon me?
I think I've watched Dr. Foster. It is really good, Frank. It's kind of like a mystery. You'd be pretty interested.
All right, 1 minute.
Oh, crap.
I know.
On a lighter note, there's a new generic drug. You know that Advil is actually, they call ibuprofen. Aleve is naproxen. Now Viagra is called ibipoken. So,
That's a good one.
Okay,
ibipoken.
Best place to retire: North Carolina, Iowa, South Dakota, Florida.
I'm gonna say North Carolina.
Florida.
I'll say Florida.
And I will also say North Carolina.
Number 4, North Carolina. Number 3, Iowa. Number 2, South Dakota. Number 1, Florida. Come on, man.
Come on now.
Have a great weekend, Mike. Have a safe.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe it?
Congratulations. Dog. Congratulations, you two. Mm-hmm. And again, a big congratulations to Scott Sherman for winning today, the trivia contest. We're so happy for Scott. Thank you for being with us. Folks, we're going to make it through the weekend and all be back together on Monday. Thank a police officer or firefighter. Every chance you get, they don't close. They have to keep working. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, dude.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
sports trending now.
Saints head coach Sean Payton revealing to ESPN he's got coronavirus. Payton subsequently tweeted a picture of himself at home with a caption reading in part, quote, "Appreciate the well wishes. I'm feeling better and fortunate to not have any of the respiratory symptoms," end quote. The LA Rams releasing running back Todd Gurley. The team would have owed Gurley $10.5 million if he was on the roster tomorrow. Gurley had signed a four-year, $60 million deal with the Rams only 2 years prior. The franchise also canning linebacker Clay Matthews. The NFL Network reporting the New York Giants have reached a deal with quarterback Colt McCoy to handle backup duties for Daniel Jones. Red Sox starting pitcher Chris Sale will have Tommy John surgery on his left elbow. The Sixers announced three people on their staff testing positive for coronavirus. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are One Sports. Do you know who this is?